Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries. Approved. Thank you, members. Representative Hoppy will approve the minutes for the 40th meeting of the Rules Committee. Any discussion?
40?
Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries. Thank you, members. Next is the calendar of the day for Tuesday, May 9th, 2006. The chair will move the calendar of the day for 2006 on Tuesday, May 9th. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries. Members, next is a series of bills pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03 that came late in the committee deadline, so the following motions be recommended to pass or be referred to the appropriate committees based on that joint rule. So, Representative Smith moves that Senate File 1525 be recommended to pass. Representative Smith, does it need to go to another committee or is it just going to the General Register?
Mr. Chairman, General Register.
Can we refer to the Senate to General Register?
He's sending out to pay money.
Representative Smith, give us the 10-second version of the bill before us, why it's before us, and move it on.
Mr. Chairman, I will. This is the stripped-down version of the public safety omnibus bill that we put together over 3 weeks ago, and as a result of a change in direction, if you will, all costs have been removed, all spending has been taken out. This is simply policy. It's about 52 bills, Mr. Chairman, most of which come from the agencies, Department of Corrections, Department of Public Safety.
Any questions for Representative Smith? Not. Representative Smith renews the motion to Senate File 1525. Oh, there are amendments.
There's an amendment.
Do you have an amendment, Representative Smith?
Mr. Chairman, it is not my amendment. I believe it's Representative Seifert's amendment.
Representative Seifert moves the A9 amendment. Representative Seifert.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. This was a product of the courts and state agencies working together with House Research and others, court administrators, on trying to come up with a way of collecting so far uncollected debts. People will restitution and whatnot. We were told there were $160 million floating around in uncollected debts. This is what all the players agreed to from the different systems. I did run it by Representative Paymar, Hillstrom, Kelleher, and Smith, I believe, is okay with it. So I would offer it at this time. The agreement wasn't, they didn't come up with it until Thursday afternoon, which is too late for the referral.
Questions for Representative Seifert? If not, all those in favor of the A9 amendment say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carries. Amendment is adopted. Members, now we have the bill before us, Senate File 1525, be recommended to pass as amended. No discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carries. Thank you, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Junkie moves that House File 3442 be recommended to pass. Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a bill worked on by the Minnesota Honey Producers, the U of M and the Department, and myself to sunset antiquated apiary laws in the state and to replace some language that was inadvertently deleted last year in the agriculture bill. And, Mr. Chair, I do have an amendment, the A3 amendment, I'd like to attach to this.
Representative Junkie moves the A3 amendment. Representative Junkie.
This amendment was requested by Chair of Ways and Means just to make it very clear that there's no monetary implications to this bill. And it basically just sets up a fund in the Ag Department and takes money out of the general fund as they collect fees, which they already do, Representative Seifert, for honey inspections. I'm moving the hives around. It just sets up a fund in the department to pay the costs of the apiary program. So this makes it then revenue neutral in our state's general fund.
Any questions for Representative Junkie? Representative Hoppy.
Thank you, Chair. Representative Junkie, is it fair to say that this is a honey of a bill? Oh,
it is.
Beefy?
Beefy. Can we move along, Mr. Chair?
Better before we get too far down the road.
There's no further discussion. All those in favor of the A3 amendment say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Amendment is adopted. Okay, members, next we have the 3442 is recommended to pass as amended. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. Okay. Members, next, Representative Osment moves the House File 3546 be recommended to pass. Representative Osment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And this is the policy issues from the Agricultural Finance Bill that went to Ways and Means, and of course we we'll split things up. So.
Okay. Questions for Representative Osmond? Seeing none, Representative Osmond renews his motion that House File 3546 be recommended to pass. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. Representative Osmond. Who's next? Representative Osmond moves that House File 3605 be recommended to pass and referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Representative Osmond.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, this is policy for the environmental bill. And,
okay. Representative Osmond, seeing none, Representative Osmond renews his motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Representative Osmond, we're going for the hat trick. Moves that House File, Senate File 762 be recommended to pass and re-refer to the Committee on Ways and Means. Representative Osmond.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I have an amendment to this bill that to I asked staff to make sure there was no fiscal impact on this, and I was told that there is. It was a small piece that inadvertently got left in or somehow was left in without our knowledge that it had fiscal impact, and so I have an amendment to remove that portion. It is actually would change on your title about the sixth line down where it would take out creating grant and loan programs appropriating money amending Minnesota Public Facilities Authority.
Should we have the page? I don't think we have that in our packet.
No, you don't.
We have the page. Hand that out.
Mr. Chair, Mike's coming around.
Representative Junkie.
Mr. Chair, Representative Osmond, if this takes out all fiscal implications, why do we have to go to Ways and Means then once the amendment's adopted?
Was that the motion?
That was the motion, but that was just the fiscal impact, Representative. Okay. It wouldn't need to, from your standpoint.
That's my understanding that this now should not have any fiscal impact in it with this amendment.
So once if there's no fiscal impact, Representative Osmond, then we'll just have the bill be recommended to pass.
So. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
So you're withdrawing the first motion?
Yeah, withdraw the first motion. Just have the motion that Senate File 76-2 be recommended to pass.
762.
On the amendment, the 561 amendment, Representative Osmond moves the 561 amendment. Representative Osmond.
Mr. Chairman, I'm told by my fiscal staff that this would take the fiscal impact out of the bill that was there with regard to the Public Facilities Authority.
Okay. Representative Anderson. Make sure. We'll wait for amendments to get passed out so everyone's got a copy in front of them. All right. I think Representative Osmond, I'm sure we'll connect with Chairman Knobloch if there's any fiscal impact or whatever.
Mr. Chair, if there is some additional, if I discover something else, I certainly would make that known. I'm not trying to avoid the process in any way.
Okay. Everyone, do you have the amendment before them? Representative Osmond renews the motion on the 561 amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Amendment adopted. Members next, then we have before us is Representative Osmond's motion that Senate File 762 be recommended to pass, as amended, be recommended to pass. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Representative Braun. Chair will move that House File 2862 be recommended to pass. Simbron.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I will gladly.
I'm sorry, I'm kind of out of place here. Essentially, this bill just moves the early primary up to 1 month to August. We thought there was a fiscal note, which is why it was sent to the state government finance. There is no fiscal note on it, so, Mr. Chairman, it should have been sent from civil law straight to the floor.
Questions for Simbron? Representative Abrams.
Where's this bill in the Senate?
Representative Broad.
Mr. Chairman, I actually think it actually has been moving in the Senate. Let me check with the Secretary of State's office and find out where, if they know. It is, Mr. Chairman, I'm being advised that it's on the floor in the Senate.
There's 2 weeks left, Representative Abrams. Any other questions, Representative Broad? Not the chair renew the motion and House File 2862 be recommended to pass. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion prevails. Motion prevails. Representative Eastland is not here. Well, members in their packet, I think, have a copy of House File 4112. The chair will move that House File 4112 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. I believe this is fiscal impact in the bill members. So, questions?
Seeing none, all chair renew the motion on House File 4112. Be recommended that's and refer to the Committee on Ways and Means. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion fails. Thank you, members.